Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by your name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God is present in every trial, enabling us to remember, to stand, and follow Jesus. Did you know that an adult giraffe's hind legs are strong enough to take off the head of a lion? Did you also know that a mother giraffe wallops her calf with a kick from those same hind legs to teach him to get up? And again, every time he tires of trying. And when he does get up, launches another rocket knockdown. He has to be ready to follow, lest he be devoured by the enemies. When God talks about creating Jacob and us, he's talking about everything he does to get us to follow, to bring us to life in Christ, eternal life. In this world of sin, that involves a lot of hard knocks. Having redeemed us with his own holy, precious blood, the Lord does not just let us lie around in spiritual complacency, easy prey for the enemy. The Lord's purpose is not to create what our flesh longs for, but to create a people called by Jesus' name, even in this wilderness. It's certainly not the kicking that enables the calf or us to stand and follow. But it drives us to use what the Lord has provided, his promised gracious presence and the love, forgiveness, and life which is in Christ Jesus. Notice that it is not if the waters and fire will come, but when. It is a very real when for God's people in Isaiah's time. God had declared the Babylonian captivity was coming to wallop their sinful rebellion. They would see their houses and belongings torched. They would be stripped and chained to walk through the fiery debris and raging waters as they were marched, dragged to Babylon. And Satan would drown and scorch us. Why do you think Jesus loves you when things like this happen? Yes, those fires and waters will knock us down. But God's purpose is for us to remember to stand and follow Jesus. He is the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. We never deserve to be called by Jesus' name, but that is just what is promised you by Jesus' grace. He died our death, so in him we cannot die again, but live eternally in him. He redeemed you with his own blood to invite you to so stand on Jesus that you fill your name into verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O, put your name there. And he who formed you, O, your name. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Oh, what grace. C.S. Lewis called it the intolerable compliment that God loves us enough to knock us down, to teach us to stand and follow Christ, conformed to his image. For each of us knows that crucifying our flesh hurts. And so often we don't really try to do it. without a few wallops. The very tomb of the Babylonian captivity became the womb of their rebirth by our creating God. The comfort of his gracious presence enabled his children to stand on him even in the midst of that captivity. And the glory of his faithful word shone forth when the Lord delivered his own out of that Babylonian captivity. What a demonstration to us that even in our knockdowns, Jesus is present, enabling you to stand and follow him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
The hymn selected for this morning's chapel is hymn 215 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Bows to thee, for then shall we walk in thy steps forever, and hasten on where thou art gone, to be with thee, dear Saviour. Draw us to thee, Lord, lovingly, let us depart with gladness, that we should stray, and from thy paths be driven. Draw us to thee, that also we thy heavenly bliss inherit, and ever dwell where sin and hell no more can vex our spirit. Unceasingly into thy kingdom take us. Let us forever thy glory share, thy saints and joint heirs make.